It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's the biggest thing ever.
All right, enough of this small talk.
Enough of this foolishness.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now go.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. JP out once again. He's on vacation this week. So Liz here filling in. Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday.
You look like you're more ready to be here.
Oh, I am.
You are like...
Well, now it's not the morning after St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah, this morning my eyes popped open and Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn just started blaring in my head. I mean, that is how I felt so much better.
To be fair, most every morning is kind of like the morning after St. Patty's Day for like Liz and Coryell.
That's true. Okay, you know what I found out about
that? You
guys go
party pretty hard during the week.
We did all day. So this was like morning to early evening.
On Sunday,
which was enough for me for like 3 weeks. Coryell came back and then went out past bar close again.
Because
she comes in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed yesterday. I was like, man, you look awful. I was like, well, thanks. You were
hey,
there.
Thank you.
But and she was like, yeah, we ended up going out and stayed out until, you know, like 4. I want to vomit just hearing that.
When does she sleep?
She doesn't. That's
no,
the thing.
No, she doesn't. She sleeps 3 hours a night. She might sleep here like right now. She might be sleeping for a few hours.
Maybe.
She stays up all the time.
By the
way, shout out to Coryell. Your guys' relationship is very similar to how mine and Rival Dad's is.
Yeah.
Because that video she put out of you, gosh dang, that made me cry. I was laughing so hard. There's this video on Twitter, @Husker_Nick. I retweeted it yesterday. It's easy to find because it's like 40 laughy cry faces with a bunch of fires and stuff is all I can put on it.
Is it the you super drunk smiley video?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love that video.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It represents
She superimposed
you well.
It with one of our favorite videos, which is of the little girl in like her chunky glitter makeup just kind of looking around. And the way Coryell synced it up, it is perfect.
It does.
I can't even
looks like
be mad
both
about
of you
this.
Just got done with a horrible bender and we're just having a good time. Maybe?
What do you mean it looks like that?
It looks as
You're implying it makes it appear not as is.
I had an
accurate description of the situation.
I had a first yesterday. So my wife and I have different schedules. She usually gets home around like 7:30, 7:40 at night. I go pick up the kids at 3:38 when my son gets out of school. So it's just me and the kiddos all night until Jess gets home. And I try to go out of my way so that when she gets there, I'm not like passing them off at the door as soon as she walks in.
Right.
Oh, they dominated me yesterday. Like it was no contest. Like I was down for the count. As soon as she walked in, I was like, take these little monsters. They're your children. Have them. Bailey now thinks she can get into everything. And then I found out Carter, even though, how do you do this? Maybe you can answer
what?
For me because you have 4 kids. Carter apparently has, I thought we got rid of all the toys that were too small for Bailey to put in her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then I go over to this drawer. Oh, they're all in there. And Bailey found it and just, I kept walking over and like, she has her mouth full of these little marble things. And I'm like,
he has to keep his the door to his room closed now.
That's how that works.
If the older kid, if you think you're going to own Legos now, then you have to keep your door closed.
I was like panicked. I was like, my God, here I am watching some stupid movie on Netflix. I'm like, I'm trying to die over here.
Dad's trying to have a beer and watch Netflix. Okay.
Yeah. And she's in the drawer of choking hazards.
Yeah, like death. And I'm just like, my God. But by the end of the night, I was like 7:40 rolled around. Her dinner was ready. I threw the kids at her and ran downstairs. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Bye.
This is on you. I try not to do this, but good luck.
That's fair.
Oh,
not my problem.
Yeah, they dominated me. Like I'll chalk that up as an L. Like that was,
They happen. All right, well, coming up today, we got your good things in just a few, and then another edition of Date 'em or Dump 'em. We're going to get you some free Hertz donuts, and we do have some free Bacon Fest tickets, too. So let's have some fun on Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. JP is out on vacation this week, so Liz sitting in today, and Nick started our day with a pretty great gem of a story.
Yeah, well, I saw this story, and like, it's one of those deals where when you picture it, it gets even better, especially if you picture them, and Lauren, I'm going to toss this to you, but even if you picture them in the outfit typically that comes with...
You'd have to do this dressed as some kind of a mascot.
Right?
Well, I don't know.
Cover your face, that would actually be practical.
Absolutely. When committing a crime, if you can cover your face, we don't recommend committing crimes, but, you know, it's better with your face covered. And everything's better with a t-shirt gun. Have either of you ever gotten to operate a t-shirt gun?
Oh, yeah.
No,
dude,
they scare
for
me.
One shot, and I drilled someone like 5 feet in front of me. Like, they're like, all right, shoot this in the crowd.
There's reason you shoot up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like aimed up, and they're like, shoot this in the crowd. And there's this like lady in front of me. Here. And I'm like, you got it.
No.
And then that was it. So, yeah, I drilled her right in the chest. It probably hurt pretty bad.
Well, in Oklahoma, there is a woman who had been in prison for drugs.
As you do.
She got out, and she had a plan
she
for
was
what...
She rehabilitated, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. What she was going to do with her new life of freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was caught using a t-shirt gun to shoot drugs over the fence back into the prison.
Well, I mean, you know, she got some homegirls while she was in prison.
Well, yeah.
And you gotta take care of them once you get out.
Her bunkies.
Yeah. Not to mention, I'm proud of her because a lot of times this story would end with she got arrested and they pulled a whole bunch of sacks of drugs out of her anus. You know? Like, instead she's
like... Oh, sacks of drugs. Yeah. I thought...
Instead
never mind.
It's like t-shirt guns.
There's a whole butt trafficking network in prison.
Really?
That's what I've learned from Love After Lockup.
Oh, my God.
From friends who are prosecutors, that is accurate.
I would hate to be a mule in that scenario.
There's a lot of things that it's not a pocket. It's not meant to be used as a pocket.
Like, they draw straws for that, right?
Do they draw the straws out of?
Right. Oh. Well, yeah. And then what happens when you get the one guy that volunteers? It's like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Holy cow.
Can we just say that this also sounds like love JP, love him to death, but this sounds like the kind of crime he would commit?
Yeah. Using a t-shirt gun.
Yes, the loudest, most obvious thing. And also probably be dressed as like a really matted up mascot. Like just finding like an old mascot costume.
You know how he'd get caught though, right? He'd be obviously doing a selfie on Snapchat.
He'd be Snapchatting it,
and
yeah.
He'd be talking about how he's about to launch these drugs into this prison. And like it's super cool and he's really excited about it. And I'm about to shoot drugs into a prison.
Can you imagine how confused the guards were that saw this happening?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You would doubt yourself, right?
Right. Like, this can't actually be happening.
Hold on. Is that the Philly Fanatic shooting drugs into our jail? That makes no sense.
No one's that obvious, right? She can't. Is that a t-shirt gun?
Well, they're so loud, too. Yeah. Like, t-shirt guns are so loud.
In my heart, she was wearing, like, one of those ghillie suits. It's like the grass suit. And she was laying on the ground. And she was, like, looking at it. She's like, I'm taking the shot. Pew. Oh, got it. Nailed it. All right, good. And
well,
then waiting for the next person to walk by.
They locked down the unit. They followed her, and she was arrested. It did not take long.
Surprise.
So if you're looking for ways to commit crimes, go ahead and check that off the list.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, Lauren's got your nitty gritty from Music City, and of course, another edition of Nate and We're Dump 'Em on Kix.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, some people have all the luck. Customers at the Blue Door Coffee Company near Houston were treated to a surprise free Brad Paisley show over the weekend. He was in town to perform at Rodeo Houston the next night. He played for about an hour and rolled through some of his biggest hits. He played Ticks, I'm Gonna Miss Her, and Alcohol. His wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley, and their kids were also there just hanging out at this coffee shop.
That's pretty cool.
The man loves a free show.
Yes, he does. It turns out he's really good friends with one of the coffee shop's owners and had been promising this guy for years that someday he would just come through and do
he's
a show
so
at his store.
The video is pretty cool, too, because it's just him sitting there.
Yeah, playing. He just came in with his guitar and played some songs. The employees did tell some friends, so there were some people that were kind of inconspicuously hovering in the back. But there were also a bunch of customers who had no idea it was going to happen. To keep up the surprise, he was introduced by his first and middle name. Ladies and gentlemen, Bradley Douglas.
Nice.
Yes.
I like it.
I'll get it done.
Congratulations to Dylan Scott and his wife, Blair. They are expecting their second child in September. They posted a photo yesterday with their 15-month-old son, Beckett. And they are all holding balloons, spelling out B-A-B-Y. They captioned it, "Secret is out. We are so excited to announce baby number 2 is on its way." So congratulations to Dylan and Blair. And finally, I know you have been waiting for some Billy Ray Cyrus news.
Yeah.
It's been much too long. Will Billy ever have a hit as big as Achy Breaky Heart?
No.
Probably not, but he's going to keep trying. The guy who wrote Achy Breaky Heart is named Don Von Tress, and yeah. they collaborated to write Billy's new album that is coming out.
Oh, really?
Yes, he brought back the Achy Breaky Heart writer to write his new album.
Like, just prepare for some line dances now? Is that
yeah,
what
I suppose so.
For?
Yep.
Fantastic. It's called The Snake Doctor Circus, and it'll be out sometime this year.
He's a snake oil salesman. He's about to try to get you. Basically, they're going to redo Achy Breaky Heart 11 times.
That's the plan.
On his last album.
Of course, we will let you know as soon as there is a release date for that one, because we know you are waiting with bated breath.
Yes.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up next, more details on that mandatory water restriction in Lincoln and Dayton, where I'm from, on Kix 96.9.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, starting off your Tuesday with some...
Okay, so obviously there's so much bad going on in the state of Nebraska right now with all of the flooding, but there are all these wonderful little stories that we're becoming aware of the way that people are helping each other, and those are always the bright spots in these kind of situations. Corey and Julie Reed live in Waterloo, which, as you know, has been really, really hard hit. Most of the roads are out. When they had to evacuate, they got out quickly, and Julie did not take her cancer medication. She is a recovering cancer patient, and there is medication that she desperately needs, and it didn't go with them as they were going out. But there are two guys with boats, Leland and Brian. Both of them own businesses. They shut down their businesses to drive their airboats around and help people over the last week, and they were able to take Julie back in to get her cancer medication. Nice. And there's a whole story about it on Channel 8, and just all these little ways that people, you know, have, who maybe aren't displaced themselves, but hey, I have a boat or whatever, and so have shut down their own lives to help people out and help people like Julie get her medication back. So,
love those.
Thank you, Leland and Brian.
All right, so my good thing, I think I found something that you, me, and Coriel have to go do, Liz.
Ooh.
So we are 25 days away from Game of Thrones, and I'm so excited for the final season of Game of Thrones. Well, Game of Thrones and HBO has decided to launch a unconventional effort to create buzz like they need to for the last season of Game of Thrones.
If only people were watching.
Cared about Game of Thrones.
They just put out a video, and it's the Iron Throne in the middle of a forest.
What?
It doesn't say what forest. It does. It's in the United States somewhere, and it says if you find it, you can have it. We gotta go find this!
Those skills I learned in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts will finally come in handy.
Right? We'll find this thing, although I feel like we'll get there and we'll be like, wait, why is Coriel already sitting in this
Just
thing?
Sitting
like,
camped out in videos. The throne.
Yeah,
she's already there Snapchatting it and drinking beers. And it's like, Coriel, you could have just told us you knew where it was.
Right, exactly, because you know she probably knows the person that put it there.
Right.
So my good thing today was actually something that I was thinking about in... You would normally think it was a bad thing. Yesterday, I went out to go, you know, get my water, get groceries, all that kind of stuff, and had to go to two different places to find water, and there were super long lines. They were super busy everywhere, and I realized, wait a second, this is actually not even a good thing. It's a great thing, because this means that everybody's taking our water restrictions super seriously, because I was sitting there in line, and I was like, you know what? Every single person had, you know, all the cases were gone, so they had just bottles and bottles or sparkling water, whatever it was, and I was like, this is actually such a good sign, because that means everybody's taking this seriously. It's been really cool to see all of the restaurants around Lincoln talking about how, you know, there's the mandatory things they have to do, but what else they're going to do above and beyond that, and I was like, that's really cool, because hopefully that will keep it from getting any worse around here, because everybody's doing their part on the honor system. So I thought that was a good thing. Yeah.
I bought a case of Keystone Light yesterday. I tried to convince my wife there's more water in Keystone Light than like a Dasani water bottle.
Just about.
I mean, it's pretty close.
I mean,
I don't know that you could argue more than just water, but close.
That was my argument. Looking back on it, might have been a bad one.
It's like fancy water.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Basically seltzer at that point. Coming up, we got another edition of Date 'em or Dump 'em in your free Bacon Fest tickets on Kix.
Woke up this morning. Get on up.
Gets me in a good mood. It's nice to laugh.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. JP out this week and Liz filling in, and we are still talking about those mandatory water restrictions. Those have now, they're saying, probably going to go at least a week. Yeah.
And if we're not cutting back enough, what they're going to do is jack up water rates to give us further incentive to take it seriously.
It's like your mom threatening like something even worse. Like, if you don't take this seriously,
right? I'll make you take it seriously. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the answer is we should probably all be taking it seriously.
I think for the most part, it sounds like a lot of people are.
It feels like it anyways. I mean, unless you go to the comments section on one of those articles about it.
The men's bathroom is just full of urine.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday. There's the whole, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That applies in your house.
Really?
Yes. I don't think anyone meant for that to apply in public places.
We have automatic flushers on our urinals that only work half the time anyways.
I was going to say, isn't that just a normal situation for the bathroom to be full of urine?
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross.
All staff emails all the time that I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. I know. What goes on in there?
Although I will say this week so far, we haven't had whoever it is that splatters poop all over the back of the seat.
What?
They're not here. Liz, I don't know. I don't know who's not in the building this week. But so far,
I think we know.
We haven't had JP in the building this week.
Because I think whoever it is like leans forward and just shoots it right onto
the. Oh God!
It's so gross. But it hasn't been there so far, which is good. But no, they put some stuff over the sensors. So all three of our urinals are just full of urine. It's so gross.
I feel like whoever put the thing over the sensors did that so that it doesn't flush randomly. Like, because you know that.
I feel like automatic ones,
sometimes they flush when you walk by or when, you know, all that. But I feel like they didn't mean flush at work.
They're all full enough now that it's close to the top. And I'm afraid if I do flush it,
it's going to spray. Oh, God.
So, like, I'm avoiding it. I'm going to let someone else do it.
It's like Russian pee roulette in there now.
Yeah, it's gross. It's super gross.
Super duper gross.
We're doing our part, guys. The city came out with these 50 ways to save more water. And Liz pointed out to me this morning that one of them is don't use the toilet as an ashtray or wastebasket.
Wait, that's in there?
Yes.
That is one of their 50 top tips for saving water.
I have so many questions about that because, if you were to use your toilet as an ashtray, do you flush every time you flick? Like, are you just like,
I don't know. That's weird. Why are you smoking a cigarette in the bathroom?
Well, smoking in the boys' room.
You know you're not walking in every time you need to flick it. So are people just hanging out in their bathrooms and smoking?
I should ask my neighbor upstairs.
You have the fan, right? So maybe that's why they do it. Maybe. Because you flip on the fan. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's one that I wouldn't have thought. Or maybe your mom is stressing you out, and so you're smoking out a window in your bathroom. That's also something I could picture.
I sometimes have cigarettes in the shower. So maybe they're just having stress cigarettes.
Maybe.
And their arm's just out the shower.
A shower cigarette?
Yeah, and they're like leaning out, and then they're knocking into the toilet, and then they keep showering. You know what I mean? Like, that might be it.
Except now, you really shouldn't be doing that in the water restrictions because that is too long of a relaxing shower smoke. You can't be having that long of a shower anymore.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
That's like true.
I mean, the same people who go outside when it's like negative 12 out to have a cigarette, I imagine those same people can't take a 10-minute shower without having one.
Maybe.
So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll have to ask my neighbor upstairs who smokes inside. We are a firmly non-smoking building. Had to sign an extra paper about it. Somehow she gets away with it. Smokes exclusively inside. It smells worse than an old Vegas casino when she opens her door. And
that's,
I'm pretty sure she has a
specific smell. Vegas casino.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure she has, I don't know, a baby in there. And someone was like, oh my God. So I guess I could ask her.
She would probably
use her toilet as an ashtray.
We need to do a segment on the building that she lives in. Because the stories she has, including bloody clothes out in front of the door.
It feels like a problem.
No, she's come across
that's
a murder
happened
scene,
twice.
Like all sorts of stuff at her. Yeah. One of these days we'll have to have a segment.
You might need to move.
I know, but people are always like, when is your lease up?
We tried to talk her out of moving there when she went in the first place.
It was bad. And now there's people breaking into the basement and blood on the porch.
You know what? Just as long as they're not running the water while they brush their teeth.
or flushing them.
They're not monsters.
They just like to have a good time. They leave their steel reserve and a few bodily fluids on the front porch. Who hasn't?
But not water.
Chris Jansen.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. JP out today and Liz filling in. And man, we're having to use a lot of this Bad Boys theme today.
Yeah.
People are going wild.
This is a typical part of our show, actually.
This story takes place in Alabama. Which somehow makes it make more sense.
Right, gives the
You'll understand
context.
It a little better right, if first right. you put it in its proper place, which is Huntsville, Alabama. So there's a guy who tried to rob a convenience store, which is bad. We don't recommend it.
Yeah.
He comes in with a knife, pulls a knife on the cashier.
So you know what that means is he knows that if he has a gun, he's going to get like a major charge, whereas with a knife, it'll be a little less. So that's why he did that.
Possibly.
Because if you go in, if you rob with a loaded weapon, like a gun, instead of a knife, it's a much harsher charge if you get caught.
Also,
thank you for letting us know.
He was thinking ahead on this. I've seen enough TV shows.
Just judging from what all this looks like, guns are a lot more expensive than knives.
That's true.
So he comes
planning.
He comes in and he pulls a knife on the cashier.
Okay.
I feel like the cashier had been waiting for this moment for years. First thing he does is he hits the auto lock to the front doors.
Oh, really?
That's such a like Tarantino movie thing. Yes. Like, just like, you're locked in here with me now.
Yeah, welcome
and
to my
then,
website, the spider to the fly.
Right?
You have no idea what you just walked into.
And then the cashier reaches under the counter and pulls out his machete. So
he's totally been planning this whole situation.
He's been waiting.
Wow. So there's a bit of a scuffle. They're trying to. It's all on security footage. There's a bit of a knife fight. Neither one of them lands any serious blows. But now the guy is punching at the door to try to get out. The robber. Eventually, he is able to break through the door enough to get out. The cashier is not done with him. The cashier chases him. Out of the convenience store into the parking lot where the guy's girlfriend is waiting in the getaway car.
Yeah.
And she's probably like looking at her watch like, right? Okay.
I don't even know.
Good here.
Does this shift over to false imprisonment?
And like, right. Like,
you know what
sir.
I mean? Like all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute. I'm about to get kidnapped.
Yeah. Wait, we are not done here. So the cashier chases him out of there. The guy's girlfriend is like, what is with the dude with the machete? Yeah. And bugs out of the car. He starts smashing the car with the machete, breaking all the windows out.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, while the cashier is distracted with completely obliterating this guy's car, the robber goes back inside. And takes the money out of the cash register.
Really? He's like, honey, just stay in the car. Don't move. Distract. You're distracting him really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get this cash.
This feels like a video game.
Right?
You know, where you're like, oh, run, smash car. And then like you just see the other guy run back in. It's like, wait.
So then the cashier notices the guy is back inside robbing the register. So the cashier runs back inside. The guy runs back out. The girlfriend has since gotten in the driver's seat and they pull away.
They're
now facing several charges and could get life in prison from how this all escalated.
Wow.
Was there any chance that there was like a sign on the door that says, I am a helpless business owner?
Yeah.
That's all it says. I'm helpless. It'll be fine if you rob me.
With the little shruggy face emoji.
Right. Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right. Coming up, your latest edition of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em brought to you by Hertz Donuts. Coming right up, JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix.
Lincoln wakes up with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah!
On Kix 96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
It's another edition of Datum or Dumpum brought to you by Hertz Donut. Hertz Donut is the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform, free toppings, and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donuts Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. We do have a $25 gift card up for grabs. We want to hear your guesses on what you think is going on with our Datum or Dumpum. We'll be talking to Jessica here first in just a couple seconds, but get those tweets in at KZKX969. You can DM us on Facebook. You can also always call us at 466-9696. All right, JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick, it is time for Datum or Dumpum. Jessica reached out to us because, well, you can't get a hold of Brad. Is that right? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I met Brad on Christian Mingle.
Okay.
And yeah, I just actually started online dating in January.
Okay, so that's new. Pretty recent.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would be a good way to meet guys. I met a few guys. I went on a couple of dates, but none of them I like really clicked with. But then I met Brad, and we chatted and went out, and we totally clicked and had a great time.
Okay.
But he hasn't answered any of my calls or texts.
Okay.
Okay, well, tell us about your date. Let's look for clues. Where did you go? What'd you do? What'd you talk about? All that good stuff.
Okay, we went to Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
Ooh, yum.
We had drinks and food, and we were there
blooming
for like
onion.
2 hours.
Yes.
I'll crush a whole blooming onion. Yeah.
And it was like comfortable and nice. And at the end of the date, I offered to pay the bill, but he was like, I got this. And I thought that was, you know, awesome.
A nice thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. And I mean, I think we just really clicked. And at the end, he walked me in my car and said goodnight and gave me a hug.
Okay.
And that was it. I like just haven't heard from him.
Now, what all did you... So I have an issue when I go to specifically Outback Steakhouse. I like eat to the extent that you have to roll me out of there. So, like, you know, like that's kind of what happens. Okay, let's be real. It's at most places I go to. But like Outback, I just mentioned that Bloomin' Onion. And then
that seems like a special case.
Yes.
Even,
and then I always because we go there like once a year. So I always make sure I get the biggest steak
I possibly can.
Night
out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm sweating all of a sudden. And, like none of that happened to you, right?
No, I mean, we had like a lot of food, but we were there for 2 hours.
So yeah, yeah. Like, casually just chilling. Right. So that makes sense.
What did you guys talk about?
You know, we talked about work and, you know, our, like, where we went to school. Like, all, like, typical first date stuff. We just seemed to be, like, pretty much on the same page about everything. And he was really easy to talk to.
The fact that you talked, as you put it, comfortably for 2 hours is a good sign
on a first date.
And when you left, was there a, hey, let's definitely do this again? Was there discussion about getting together again? Or was it just kind of a, hey, thanks, bye? Or how'd that go?
There wasn't a discussion about it, but I felt like it was like, I mean, why would you hang out with somebody for 2 hours if you didn't want to see them again?
I mean, that is a good sign for that long of a date.
Okay. I have a question for you because this actually happened to a buddy of mine. So, Christian Mingle, you guys didn't argue over who had the better church, did you? Because I had a buddy, honest to God,
Are you serious?
They got in a fight over which one of their churches was better.
I love that there's a fight about church.
Well, because they're over on 84th Street where there's like that whole row of churches, right? And they were two different ones. They're like, mine is better than yours. And they had like an argument in that thing.
We did not argue over churches.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
I'm just saying that happened to my buddy, so that's why I was asking. Every time I see Christian Mingle, I always think of that.
Church fights?
Yeah. Like, my church is better than your church. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And then they start getting in a fight.
All right. Well, let's call Brad and see what we can do.
Awesome.
All right. We are going to get Brad on the line, find out what happened at Outback Steakhouse. But we want your guesses. Tweet them to us at KZKX969. The funnier, the better. The cooler the gift, the better. And we do have $25 to Hertz Donut if you do it best, or if you can guess what happened with Jessica and Brad.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dumpum is coming up on Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick with your Datum or Dump'em brought to you by Hertz Donuts. We're getting some very interesting first guesses about what
the
happened
whole
with
gamut.
Brad and Jessica. Yeah, we're like all across the spectrum of what could have been happening with Brad and Jessica at Outback Steakhouse.
A couple of people, Nicole included, think he was offended that she offered to pay. Nicole says that offended his manliness.
Wow, man, I'll tell you this right now. If when I was going on dates, if someone was like, hey, I'll take this check, yes, you can. Have fun with
I
that.
I thought that was polite. Like, when you're right, yeah. You're like, oh, we I can know. Split her, you know, yeah. If they pay, that's great, but like, you have to at least ask.
Yeah.
Megan says she chews with her mouth open or talks with food in her mouth.
Oh,
yeah. That definitely would be a deal breaker.
It'd be gross.
What else did you see, Liz?
There's a very interesting tweet that just came in that said, I hope Brad's wife doesn't listen to your show, hashtag married AF. And now I want to know if there is some Christian Mingle drama going on.
Oh my gosh, I know him. Like recognized his voice.
Literally all we know is that his name is Brad, right?
And he's on Christian Mingle.
But he's on Christian Mingle. That's what I'm like, oh.
I mean, there's got to be more than one, right?
Maybe not. I don't know. I've never been on there.
I don't know how many people in Lincoln are on Christian Mingle.
That's a super uncommon Christian name. Like Brad, just not, you know.
Or maybe there's only 12 people on the site. So if you're there, you know him.
Ooh, that's somebody also said maybe Brad gave up dating for Lent. I think that's maybe the weakest excuse
no,
I've ever.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Oh, sorry, I
couldn't call you back. Sorry.
Sorry, give it up.
Jesus said no. Sorry. So get your guesses in. Ow. If you get it right, you could be getting that $25 Hertz Donuts gift card and...
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Part 2 or Datum or Dump'em coming up with Brad on Kix.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Now, the conclusion to Datum or Dump'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's Datum or Dump'em brought to you by Hertz Donut. Hertz Donut is the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street, downtown. Get there, like, now. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nicholas sitting in for JP today. So we talked to Jessica. Sounded like she had a fairly good first date with Brad. They went to Outback Steakhouse, had really good conversation, but... never called her back. Had a hug at the end of the night. Never called her back. So now we're going to hear Brad's side of the story. Brad, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi,
is that dating thing? What is it?
Yes, you nailed it. It's Datum or Dump'em. We're calling you
yes,
at 96
Yes, this is
kicks.
That datum thing.
JP,
that
Lauren,
datum
Husker thing. Nick. JP's out today. We got Liz hanging out with us, who, by the way, if there was anybody in this building that is an expert of, like, some sort of online dating or using apps, I have hung out with her enough.
Yeah.
Like, she is constant, and it's usually, like, pilots that are hitting on this woman. I don't know what happens.
Pilots love me.
They do! I don't want it to sound too dirty, but she got super swiped by one the other day.
I did
super
on swiped. My flight.
On
my
her
pilot
flight.
Super swiped me.
Yeah.
So,
sir, aren't you supposed to be flying a plane?
Right?
Quit super swiping me. I'm back here chilling.
Keep right, your eyes on the sky.
Do you have Wi-Fi that I don't? But yeah, okay. So anyway.
So, Brad, if you have already figured out that this is, yes, that dating thing, do you have any idea who we might be calling you about?
Is it Jessica?
Why, yes. Yes, it is Jessica. She tells us she thought you guys had a great date, that it was super comfortable, that you guys talked for like 2 hours at Outback, and that she really thought there was going to be another date. What's... I assume, since she has not heard from you, that your take on that is different.
Okay, yeah. So maybe this would be good on the air. This could be a little bit of a dating advice for ladies on first dates.
Oh, well, okay.
I would recommend that if you save your health issues or, like, big reveals or whatever you want to call that, just maybe those could wait until, like, the third, fourth, maybe fifth date. Before you start talking about your health problems.
We're going to need to be more specific.
Yeah,
what
made
big
you say
reveal
that?
Health problem was there?
Well, I wanted to sit and enjoy a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
And she just kept talking about high cholesterol and her high blood pressure, how she's pre-diabetic. I mean, it was just thing after thing after thing that she's got health issues, and I understand those things can become issues in your 40s and your 50s, but like, we're at an Outback Steakhouse. It's not Like, do we have to talk about high blood pressure at an Outback Steakhouse on
while you are currently aggravating it with the food you are ingesting?
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating a Bloomin' Onion and a steak and fries, and it didn't make me feel comfortable.
Whose idea was Outback Steakhouse? Was it a place where, because of her health issues, she wasn't supposed to be eating anything there?
I
don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was just like we were trying to figure out a place, and you know how you just go back and forth. Like, I don't know, maybe here, maybe there, and then you just decide. We agreed on that, and so I kind of thought, like, we weren't going to go into anything like that. So just, it's kind of put me off.
Huh.
So she was talking about it the whole time.
I don't know. That's what it felt like. It just made me feel really old. Like it felt like the conversations that really old people have. Like, she's an old lady, and if we got into a relationship, we'd be going to the doctor all the time and talking about, I've got this and I've got that. And did you hear about Agnes? She's got this, and she had to go to the doctor the other day, and she told me about her. It just, I don't know. It just made me feel, like, old.
I mean,
you kicked those tires.
Might be a you thing. I don't know. Right. But let's bring Jessica back. If you know this is the dating thing, then you know that she's listening, right? So,
yeah,
Jessica,
Hi,
there you have it.
Brad. I mean, okay, I get it. Point taken. I felt comfortable with you, and I thought that you could relate to that stuff because you're, like, older than I am, and you're...
I'm trying to make him comfortable by talking about your health issues.
Man, I'll talk about blood pressure.
How much older are you, Brad?
I don't remember, Jessica. How old are you?
I'm 34. So...
Yeah, I'm, like, just a few years older.
He's like 8 years older than me.
Oh my God.
And he's also overweight.
Shots fired.
Oh boy.
I mean, I thought that I was like
a lot of assumptions being made in both ways.
Mainly to make sure you were thinking about the things that you were gonna eat, because I thought that you would maybe take your health a little bit more seriously.
Holy cow.
Because you were sure you were trying to give me health advice by talking about all of your health issues?
Yeah, I mean, you were sweating a lot.
The meat sweats, okay.
Yeah, that's true. That happens to me every time I go to Outback Steakhouse. I just want to throw that out there.
If you don't eat until you sweat, you're not eating right. That's my...
That's how I feel. I want to enjoy my food. I'm not that health conscious, but I haven't had any big problems like high cholesterol and high blood pressure and pre-diabetes. I don't want to think about that stuff.
I mean, I think it's a two-way street. If you're worried about me being an old sick lady, I'm concerned that you're going to be an old fat man.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot there.
Let's all both return to our corners.
I don't know that we're getting this one back together for a second date.
Yeah.
I do not think so. I don't know exactly where we go from here that would result in any kind of a comfortable and fun second date.
Sorry, I called you an old fat man on the radio. How are you?
I don't know. I don't think. I know, Jessica, I know you were calling hoping for a second date, but after this, do you still feel like... That's in the cards.
No, I thought, like, I had no idea what it was, and now that I know what it is, I am okay that we are not going to go out again. I'm okay with it.
I think you should be. I think you guys are better suited for other people. Somebody else out there.
The Christian mingle with.
Do you guys know anybody?
Do I?
Girl, if I did, I'd take them.
Yeah, that would be uncomfortable all the way around, both ways. That's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I think this one we have to call a wash.
I don't know, man. They are really close to just being married already. Like, did you hear
That's
those
true.
Low-key digs they just had at each other? like, oh, really? Yeah, I just was worried about your health, fatty.
Well, that's exactly why they shouldn't be married.
And you guys already might be there.
You guys do have the bickering down.
Like, it's supposed to take years to get to that level of low-key digs at each other. If you're already there after one date, what would it be like after years?
It'd be a party. I don't know. Holy cow.
All right,
guys. Well, sorry we were unable to get you, but at least you guys now know what was going on, and yes, and go back to your lives and
monitor your sodium levels.
Yes.
Take your blood pressure.
Thank you both for listening, and we wish you all the best.
Yes. Good luck out there.
Thanks, guys.
As one of our messages said, that escalated so quickly.
I was waiting for one of them to be like, you're a big, dumb, stupid face. And then I'd be like, yeah, well, you're a big, dumber, stupider face.
There was a lot of twists and turns there. Yeah.
There was. Wow, that was a roller coaster ride.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we got more of your hot takes from Dayton or Dumpin' because that was
weird.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz sitting in for JP this week. And Nick, okay, you said this always scares me when you say you have something you want to address with me on the air.
I do, because we mentioned it during Datum or Dump'em. We were talking about how, like, I went out for Eric Church weekend. Rival Dad came with me. Mm-hmm. You and Coryell, we all shared a place. We had friends over. It was awesome.
It was so much fun.
And,
well, you mentioned Liz's expertise with dating apps.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, the whole weekend, she and Coryell just swiping, talking about the people on there, trying to find them in the room that they're at.
Because you can see that they are there physically, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
They can, yes. Sometimes.
Okay. Like, it's not the story I want her to tell because it's not even the most ridiculous one. But we're sitting downstairs and there's all the church choir down there and this group of pilots show up. And all of a sudden, Liz's phone just starts like dinging because these pilots found her and started swiping her.
Oh my gosh.
Turned out they were in the room across the hall from all of us.
Oh, wow.
And someone called in a noise complaint on us. We assumed it was the pilots. So Liz started like just
matching them back and then messaging them and being like, turn us in one more time, I dare you.
Yeah.
Oh, and most of them were like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Awesome. She just starts mentioning all these. But we're at the Eric Church show, and you have to tell this story about one of the worst possible like meetups off of one of these websites. What site was it on?
Bumble.
Was it Bumble?
Yeah.
Tell Lauren what happened to you.
Okay, so I matched with this guy. Seemed really nice. He was a like a physical therapist or something. You know, seemed like normal, nice. Lived in Omaha, and we had been chatting for a little while. And I said that I was going to be in Omaha for the Eric Church weekend. So I was like, you know, we'll be doing these pre-parties. You know, come say hi if you're around. He was like, great. I'm actually going to be at the show also. So thought, you know, that's a very safe public place to meet
him. A big bar. There's lots of people.
Exactly. I'd be, you know, with friends and stuff. I was like, this will be easy. So he said that he had tickets to one of the suites. And he was like, well, if you want to come up and...
Hey.
Right. I was like,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So get up there and meet him and immediately meet his mother. And so I was...
Did like his family have the suite?
I guess his mom did, which, okay, so that I wasn't immediately freaked out by that because I was like, okay, it's a big suite. There's
lots of people.
Yeah, room to roam about the cabin. I was like, that's fine.
Yes.
Nope, we had to stand next to his mother
The
whole time. And then anytime, like, I would, you know, like, because we were standing, you know, you kind of adjust on your feet. He would, like, find any way to stand, like, next to his mom and not me. Or, like, bring her into our conversation. Or when I would go to the bathroom, I'd come back. And because we had kind of finally moved away, came back, he was with his mom. And so we had gotten to do the Eric Church meet and greet and got a signed picture. And I didn't want to carry mine around. And so his mom thought it was the coolest thing. So I gave it to her. I was like, here, you take it, whatever. So the next morning, so I leave. I beeline back to Husker Nick and Coryell. Yeah. And I'm like, guys, I just had to hang out with this guy's mom. Because I thought maybe, you know, maybe he's going to try and get away. So I was like, we're going to be out all night. Like, please. He's like, come have a drink. And he's like, you know, I think I'm just going to go back with my mom. Okay. Bye. Next morning, we all
wake
up.
A lot of family closeness.
Exactly. Yeah. We're palling around at breakfast, like stacking snacks on top of Coryell's unconscious body.
That's true. That was fun, by the way.
Get a text from him. The first line, my mom says it was nice to meet you and thanks so much for the picture. Then
that's
a couple minutes
creepy.
Later. Oh yeah, it was also like nice to meet you too. And
I liked you, but let me lead with the fact that my mom had a good time last night.
My mom enjoyed this meetup.
My mom
thank you for the picture. Mm-hmm. And It's so funny. Never mind. That's like, a lot. Was like trying to holla, and yeah, I'm going to give you the side of this she didn't talk about. Liz is trying to holla at a boy, and mom the whole time.
Yes,
he would not leave his. She's like sitting there, like winking at, like, "Hey,
like I was trying." Later. Yeah, I mean, I thought this was like
oblivious.
A date.
He was oblivious.
Just it wanted to talk to his mom.
Yeah, he just invited.
How
her
old
to
a guy
mom.
Would you say?
He was 25. So, and I should so like, honestly, this should have
a grown
like,
ass man.
Yes, yeah. And he lives with his mother also. So, yeah.
Liz like, so we're gonna be out later. If you want to get out later, oh, I'm just gonna be here with my mom.
Yeah, he was like, I think I'm
you
just gonna go with my
how
mom.
Mad she was when she came back. Oh, she's also leaving that out.
Right. Well, because you're what a furious. Waste of a night. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's so funny.
Because I could have been like down in our seats, having to just palling around with all my friends, but no, I had to hang out with this stranger and
Aren't
his
you
mother.
Glad we didn't have to go through this when we were dating.
Yes.
Oh my God.
My mom on the phone yesterday, or like a couple of days ago, was like, "I am so glad. I feel so bad that you have to be out there doing that dating stuff."
I know.
Now.
I really am glad I was married pre-dating apps. It doesn't sound that fun at all.
It's not. It's not. It's a lot of work, and it's a third part-time job, is what it is. It's a less. It's
oh, humble brag. Don't worry about that one. Right
I've got
deal.
So many swipes, and it's like I'm not. No, it really
Stay
is.
Put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, just be glad that you're not on dating apps. And if you are, my condolences. So, JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Every morning.
It wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Liz filling in for JP this week. And man, I just, my poor mother. Having to hear all of this dating talk.
Is your mom listening?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hi, Liz's
I'm
mom.
Lucky. I'm lucky. My mom hates this show, so she's not even... Mostly it's my fault, because she's like, I don't want to listen to you, Nicholas. You know?
Is she...
Yeah, you've met my mom.
His That's... mom doesn't sound anything like
I was going to say...
I'm your mother.
She's lovely.
Wanna... Is she from Brooklyn?
No.
I don't want to listen to your show, because
no,
I
she
hate
lives
you.
In Omaha.
And she's such an oh, I have met your mom, and she is such a nice lady. Yeah, you're right.
I love your two other brothers, and I don't love you as much.
And
I do love you because you brought me a grandbaby.
You make it sound like she's 90 years old. She's also not at all.
I'm your mother, Nicholas.
You better be careful this weekend. She loves to call me and tell me, you better, like, she has no idea what I'm doing or anything, and she'll just call me out of the blue and go, you better be good this weekend, Nicholas. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Because she knows you. She made you. She raised you. She knows how you are.
Yeah. She'll be like, so are you going to a concert this weekend? No, well, you still better be careful. I'm like, what? What do I do? I don't understand. Every time my little brothers did something wrong, it was my fault, too. Like, I lived in Lincoln, and one of my brothers was just out partying all the time and a troublemaker, and she would call me and be like, why is your brother doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, you need to quit encouraging it. I'm like, what do you mean?
I am not there. This is not me.
Why is this my fault right now? We're just the worst. Actually, I love my mom to death. She keeps me in line.
That's Somebody why, has to.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I married my wife, too, because a lot of people remind me that my wife is like my mother. Like, they're like two in the same person. It's really frightening.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
I mean, I guess it's good to know that about yourself.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah. At least you can figure that out. Huh? Yeah. Good.